Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As you know, if you've been with us, we are in the final verse of Genesis chapter 3, and it reads, "So the Lord God drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life." Yesterday we talked about being east of Eden, and today we will talk about these cherubim. What are cherubim? Adam and Eve are now outside the garden and blocking their access back to the tree of life. God stationed the cherubim. More on them in a minute. But first, I want to remind you to write to me. I will tell you where to send or drop a note in a moment, so you can be prepared to jot that down. What am I asking? Just for a short correspondence that lets me know you are tuning in. And perhaps you leave a comment about what this ministry means to you. What have you been learning? If you will write, this will be a big encouragement to me and will help me know that you are out there. Without you writing, I have no way of knowing who is listening. If you listen by radio and you remember, include the call letters of the station or just give me your location. If you tune in via the podcast, let me know that is how you hear God Is. So how about it? My email address is mark@godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K @godisministry.org. Or you can contact me via my website, godisministry.org. And leave a comment on our Facebook and Instagram pages. If you use social media, punch in God Is Podcast, and we will be there for you to follow and like. That's God Is Podcast. On Facebook and Instagram, we post scripture, encouragement from what I am teaching, sometimes music, and quotes from mature believers that will strengthen you in your journey as a Christian in this world. There is a lot of content on social media that is absolutely disgusting, quite frankly, and a total waste of time. So fill your eyes and your mind with that which glorifies the living God. That is the kind of posts you will see on God Is Podcast, Facebook, and Instagram. In Philippians 4, verse 8, the Apostle Paul writes this command, "Brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things." Find biblical content that does exactly this. God Is Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And when you are there, leave us a comment. We would love to hear from you. And there are some of you who would prefer to write out a note on old-fashioned paper and send it in the mail. Look, I myself use a pencil, pen, and paper all the time here in my office and regularly write handwritten notes. So I want you to remember that you can reach me through the post. Just address your envelope to God Is, P.O. Box 802 in Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. That's God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Write to me today, emphasizing what this ministry and Genesis 3 has meant to you. And now, what are cherubim? Well, the Bible has a fair bit to say about cherubim. That's plural. The singular is a cherub. And right off the bat, I will remind you that Satan was a cherub. In Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 14, we read this, "You were the anointed cherub who covers, and I placed you there." This is in reference to what Satan was, Ezekiel 28, 14. And we know that Satan was a fallen angel, so the cherubim are angels. They are angels who guard or who cover God's throne. That is exactly what Ezekiel just said, the anointed cherub who covers. If you want to be captivated in reading about cherubim and other fascinating dynamics to the power and glory of God, I must recommend you to two other passages of Scripture. Both are in the book from which I have already quoted, Ezekiel. He was a prophet of God whose name means strengthened by God. He prophesied to God's exile people in Babylon. And if you have read Ezekiel, then you know how he used signs, parables, and symbols that brought the visions God gave him to life. Sometimes the visions are so vivid that we might struggle a bit in reading about them and understanding what they mean. But a great reward awaits those of us who dig into Ezekiel to see what he sees. And in chapter 1, verses 4 through 28, and chapter 10, verses 1 through 22, Ezekiel writes about cherubim. Let me give those references to you again, because we will not take the time to read so many verses, but I encourage you to do so. And do not get caught on or slowed down by details, having to understand all that you read. Just pick up Ezekiel sometime this week or weekend and read chapter 1, verses 4 through 28, and chapter 10, verses 1 to 22. That's Ezekiel 1, 4 through 28, and 10, 1 through 22. In chapter 1, the cherubim are called living beings. These verses deal with the angels that surround the very presence of God. Let me read just a few verses so you can catch a flavor for how brilliant this all is. I'm reading Ezekiel chapter 1, various verses. I'll begin with verse 1. Now it came about in the 30th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was by the river Kivar, among the exiles, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. Now I will drop down in Ezekiel 1 and read verses 4 through 14. As I looked, behold, a storm wind was coming from the north, a great cloud with fire flashing forth continually, and a bright light around it, and in its midst something like glowing metal in the midst of the fire. Within it there were figures resembling four living beings, and this was their appearance. They had human form. Each of them had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight, and their feet were like a calf's hoof, and they gleamed like burnished bronze. Under their wings on their four sides were human hands. As for the faces and wings of the four of them, their wings touched one another. Their faces did not turn when they moved. Each went straight forward. As for the form of their faces, each had the face of a man. All four had the face of a lion on the right, and the face of a bull on the left, and all four had the face of an eagle. Such were their faces. Their wings were spread out above. Each had two touching another being and two covering their bodies. And each went straight forward. Wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go without turning as they went. In the midst of the living beings, there was something that looked like burning coals of fire, like torches darting back and forth among the living beings. The fire was bright, and lightning was flashing from the fire, and the living beings ran to and fro like bolts of lightning. Who needs fiction, fantasy, or sci-fi? Read the Bible, everybody. I told you this was compelling, and let's read a sample from Ezekiel chapter 10 to find out how equally dramatic is the description of them there in the vision of God's glory departing the temple. This is Ezekiel chapter 10. I'll start with verse 1, where we read about God's throne. Then I looked, and behold, in the expanse that was over the heads of the cherubim, something like a sapphire stone in appearance resembling a throne appeared above them. So the cherubim are here at the throne of God. And now let me read verses 3 through 5 of Ezekiel 10. Now the cherubim were standing on the right side of the temple. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub to the threshold of the temple, and the temple was filled with the cloud, and the court was filled with the brightness of the glory of the Lord. Moreover, the sound of the wings of the cherubim was heard as far as the outer court, like the voice of God Almighty when he speaks. We will stop there. I hope this gives you a sense for how majestic these celestial beings are. These are the living beings. These are the cherubim, as Ezekiel writes about them. When we catch a glimpse, a vision of Holy God in the Scripture, the cherubim are close to him. In fact, listen to David writing in the Psalms, and also 2 Samuel 22, about the cherubim. He pictures God as riding on the cherubim. Psalm chapter 18, verse 10 is incredible. He rode upon a cherub and flew, and he sped upon the wings of the wind. Picture that in your imagination. The Lord is riding on the cherub. He speeds on the wings of the wind. Psalm 18, verse 10. And then, in the vision of the throne room in heaven that the Apostle John shares with us, in the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4, we again meet the living beings, the cherubim, called by John living creatures. Let's end today with Revelation 4, verses 6 and 8. In the center and around the throne, four living creatures, and the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within, and day and night they do not cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God the Almighty, who was, and who is to come." The cherubim worship God. These are angels, celestial beings around the throne of God, worshiping him nonstop. Well, join me for more on this tomorrow on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.